Hello again, this is Derek Ferenzi with your local news and commentary for Thursday, September 21st, 2023 on KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. Today marks the start of the Port Townsend Film Festival. As reported by the Peninsula Daily News, this year will feature 53 films from all over the world across the various screens, both downtown and in the privacy of your own home virtually, today through Monday. To make it all happen, more than 300 volunteers have donated time, money, materials, housing, and even frequent flyer miles to keep filmmakers and their films coming. The festival was first launched with the birth of the new millennium in 2000. Its motto, a film lover's block party celebrating great films and filmmakers. While the movies begin moving today, there are a variety of other unscreened events throughout the weekend, like the Filmmaker Parade on Friday, daily dinner breaks with live music in the evenings, filmmaker forums, both educational and for networking, and even a dance party on Friday night. Things kick off tonight with the opening night gala from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Northwest Maritime Center, which will be followed by the first film of the festival, Red, White, and Brass, at 8 p.m. at the American Legion Hall. On Monday, a final concert by the Indigo Girls is set for 7:30 p.m. in collaboration with Centrum at McCurdy Pavilion. That concert has, of course, long been sold out, but if you don't already have tickets, you can still watch the two films of the festival featuring the Indigo Girls, a documentary called It's Only Life After All, and the musical Glitter and Doom. The festival's executive director, Danielle McClelland, noted that there is a musical focus on the film festival this year, pointing to two more musical documentaries, Joan Baez's I Am Noise, and Omoi Yari, a song film by Kishibashi. As of this Monday, the film festival has already exceeded its sales from 2022, and the biggest sales are generally the week just before the festival, McClelland said. For more information about tickets, films, and the special events, go to ptfilmfestival.com. That link, of course, is available with the transcript of this newscast at kptz.org. Though the film festival will be giving out its own awards this Saturday, last Saturday had a juicy competition of its own with the third annual Tomato Taste-Off at the Port Townsend Farmers Market. 258 votes were received for the tomatoes from a variety of farms, with over 50 people participating in the sampling and voting. Instead of having one overall prize, there were a number of categories. The 2023 Tomato Taste-Off winners were Sun Golds from Chimelo Produce for Sweetness, Cherokee Purple from Spring Rain Farm and Orchards for both Best Looking and Most Tomato-y. For zestiness, there was a tie between the pineapple tomatoes from Spring Rain Farm and the Sun Golds from Chimelo Produce. Finally, for best texture, the Sun Orange tomatoes from Midori Farm were found to be the most terrific on the teeth. In less sunny farm news, the Chimicum Corner Farm Stand announced on Tuesday that someone had cut down and stolen the heads off of the mammoth sunflowers they'd grown on their front corner. All summer long, the farm stand has planted nasturtiums, lupines, and the big, beautiful sunflowers on the corner to add a bit of beauty for all those coming onto the Quimper Peninsula. And the recent blossom burglary has them bummed. If you've seen the sunflowers, or know who did this, the farm stand would love it if they could be returned. Believe it or not, they did have plans for them. Let's end on a brighter note. Maybe you've already been helping feed neighbors in need by donating to the various little free pantries around town. And perhaps, like me, you've thought how nice it would be for the less fortunate to be able to receive a gift of something other than boxed or canned food. To exactly that end, Dove House's Recovery Cafe at the corner of Kearney and Blaine Streets has installed a refrigerator as a part of their little free pantry. The cafe already offers free lunches to any and all Tuesday through Friday, and this cool new addition will continue their mission to create a recovery community based on the belief that everyone deserves love and belonging. You're now free to drop off a variety of vittles anytime you please. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5, Monday through Friday, and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. This is Derek Ferenzi. Thanks for listening.